Among the headstones of Billy Parish Church on a hillside overlooking Bush Mills, County Antrim, stands one etched with the words, "In memory of Sergeant Robert Quigg, Royal Irish Rifles, who won the Victoria Cross for most conspicuous bravery at the Battle of the Somme." His great-nephew Leonard Quigg told me why he was awarded the medal.
It came about on the first 2 days of the Battle of the Somme. Like hundreds of thousands of others, he went into the attack on the 1st of July at 7:30. He advanced to the assault, we are told, three times. Later, when he had returned to British lines, he discovered that his platoon commander was missing out in no man's land. Now, his platoon commander was Lieutenant Sir Harry McNaughton, who was not just his platoon officer in the army, but was actually the young squire of the McNaughton estate in Bush Mills, and Quigg had been a humble estate worker on the McNaughton estate before the war, so there was quite a connection between them. He was also Lieutenant Sir Harry's batman, or personal servant. So when he heard that his officer was missing, he went out into no man's land under fire to try to find him and rescue him. Sadly, he didn't find him, and Sir Harry's body was never found. He's commemorated on the Thiepval Memorial. But anyhow, Rifleman Quigg, as he was at that stage, went out seven times looking for Lieutenant Sir Harry over a period of 7 hours. And each time he brought back a wounded man back to the British lines. So the search, I think, became increasingly desperate. But that was what he was awarded the VC for, those efforts to find Sir Harry and rescuing the seven men.
Leonard is the chairman of the Robert Quigg VC Commemoration Society, an organisation set up to raise funds to erect a statue of Quigg in time for the anniversary of the Battle of the Somme. It's taken 3 years of fundraising to bring the memorial to life. Sculptor David Arand from Scotland has been working on it for the past year.
It's a life-size bronze sculpture of Robert Quigg VC. He's in his Royal Irish Rifles uniform, and he's standing on a plinth of seven causeway stones. And the symbolism there is that he lived at the causeway. The fact that there are seven causeway stones represent the seven soldiers that he rescued. And on the plinth, he will stand at attention with his rifle grounded, looking towards the war memorial where his dead comrades are commemorated.
How important is it for the community and you as a family, the Quigg family, to have the memorial in Bush Mills?
Well, I think it's very important for the community as a whole. I see Robert Quigg VC as just one of many Bush Mills heroes. Over 500 joined up from the Bush Mills district at the start of the war, and 103 of them did not return. And I think his courage, the amazing courage and the sense of duty and the discipline that he showed is just a reflection of what was happening at that time amongst his comrades. I brought that out in particular in a little book which I just published about a month ago, called Robert Quigg, a Bush Mills Hero. He is, I think, a sort of icon of the fighting spirit and the sense of duty of the Bush Mills men in those dark and terrible times.
The new statue will be sited in the centre of the village, looking towards the war memorial, commemorating more than 20 comrades from the village who died on the first day of the Battle of the Somme. Rachel Cochrane for BFBS in Bush Mills.
My bride, I can't help wondering why, do those that lie here know why?